We're talking about 69 particular. I agree.
I don't enjoy it.
What about 72?
What is 72?
It's the complete opposite.
What?
What the fuck is 72?
Well, he's on top. Flip it. Flip it around.
So no one's facing anyone?
No. All right.
All what right, the fuck is 72?
All right, so if you how do you do 69? If the guy's on facing up?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who's facing who is.
I don't know. I've just heard 72. So
no way, yes. Mom.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a cougar, sex expert, and the world's oldest living millennial.
Oh, and my son is a clown. And a stand-up comedian as well.
And together we chat about sex. You want to tell them why?
Why? Because we want to like share a little light on the importance of communicating between not just parents and kids, but pretty much everyone about sex.
Once you can talk about sex, you can talk about anything. Let us become a little more transparent in our lives and laugh about it while we do so.
Sometimes the uncomfortable is necessary.
Look at that. And this episode is no exception. We have on Sylvia Sage, who is both a stand-up comedian and an adult film actress.
I'm glad you said that instead of porn star.
Yes, we were corrected in this.
Yes.
So this is we had such a phenomenal time
with her.
She's
hilarious, and she's very open about every single aspect of her life.
Yeah, I mean, we get into the nitty-gritty about what it's like to have sex for money.
Yeah, we've had other adult actresses on the show. This one is very special. She's a comedian, and that's part of it, but she's also... she's just a very, I would say, honest and humble person and just really has a good personality.
Yeah. It seemed like of all the people, I don't want to compare her to the rest, but like she comes at it with very little ego, which I was very excited by.
Right.
Not sexually excited, but, you know, excited. And
were you also sexually excited?
No, I was not sexually excited.
She's a pretty girl.
She is a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Well, I found some of the conversation fascinating because I thought, you know, she has no problems talking about the perils of anal sex. She loves it, but she talks about what can happen afterwards, and this is hilarious.
Well, I also thought it was hilarious that you started making up sex moves.
What is that? I wasn't making
up. What the fuck is a 72?
I got the definition from Deez, my boyfriend.
What was it?
I don't even know how to explain it. You guys have got to go look it up, but
I don't
a move.
Think it exists.
But there is a rusty trombone move.
Okay, we don't need to get the rusty trombone in the intro, Mom.
Okay.
Okay, so if you wanted to learn about what it's
trombones.
Like to be a porn star, how it relates to the comedy world, we actually got to talk with her last...
No spoilers. We talked to a few people.
Two people in her life.
Yes.
We call them up. We phone a friend. And we have some awesome... beautiful conversations about how they perceive her as a porn star or not an adult filmmaker and you know how porn has really affected her own personal life. So this is a beautiful interview,
and there's a bonus episode afterwards for the patrons.
Yes, if you enjoy this interview, go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom, because honestly it's one of the best bonus episodes we've done, because she gives us
tips,
oral sex tips, and I
for
learned
both
a lot
men
from,
and women.
Yeah, I learned a ton from it. We started the discussion by saying, how do the men compare between the stand-up world and the porn world? So, I mean, it's interesting. And, you know, only costs, what, $5 or something like that?
I think that's it. You know, for $5 a month, you can get some extra entertainment.
And you can also support us financially, which is a big, big benefit to me personally. So I'd appreciate it. I'd also appreciate if you leave us an iTunes review. We are getting some beautiful reviews. I wanted to read one that particularly was meaningful to me. This is from 80 Issues. Educational and hilarious. 5 stars. This podcast has me doubling over with laughter time and time again. Cam is a completely relatable, adorably anxious comedian. I love that. And his mother, Karen Lee, is so insightful and fun.
I love that too.
Often joined by unique guests with diverse sexual and personal experiences, there is always something new and exciting to listen to on the cast. This woman is a beautiful writer.
She really is. How do you know it's a woman?
I am an exotic dancer and
that answers that question.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know if it's still...
Oh, that's true. You're right.
I'm an exotic dancer and feel that being able to talk about sex is in a lighthearted, comfortable manner, mature way, is something everyone should be working towards. Shows like this are a huge step. Thank you, Cam and Karen Lee. You're welcome. Thank you for such a wonderful, beautiful review.
Oh my God, that is really, it's very bright. What's her name again?
80 Issues.
80 Issues. I would love to know what those issues are, but man, that was great.
Addy Issues, maybe. Dad, I think it's more like Addy Issues. Oh, I see what's going on.
Oh, maybe her
here.
Name is Addy.
Yes, yes, ah. Yes. Kind of like Daddy Issues. I like this person.
She's very clever, and I like anyone who compliments us, so that's good.
If you would like to support us like Addy Issues did, please leave us a rating and review on the iTunes store. It helps us gain some SEO and gets guests to say, wow, they got a lot of reviews. I'm going to come on their show.
Yeah, and subscribe, because then you'll know when we put out any episodes, because you're going to miss it otherwise. Plus, if you go to our Instagram, there are some hilarious hilarious Instagram stories, mainly of Cam making fun of me. But
I think you got a fair share of you making fun of me as well.
This latest one is set in a gym, so I think you're going to get a kick out of it.
Also, we have a hotline that you can call or leave us a text at.
It's not really a hotline, Cam. It's more of just a phone line that people can like.
Is this a bit that you've created? No one's arguing, okay?
Why do you keep calling it a hotline,
because
then?
Because it is a hotline.
No, hotline
we're not
is like
respond. We're
call
not gonna...
for like a suicide hotline. That's a hotline.
Well, I'm
or
just saying
a drug
this...
abuse hotline.
No, I think of
you're
it as
talking
like.
Talking about sex is not a hotline.
We're not going to be answering. We're going to answer through the podcast, but we don't answer the call directly. So it
yeah, we don't
a
answer the we
you
don't
know,
answer
a,
the
I guess
phone.
It's a voicemail box.
It's a cold line because we're not answering the phone.
Okay, well, give us a call there and let us know your thoughts on this episode. If you have any questions related to this episode
or any episode
in general, we'll answer them on our Monday episode. It's called the Monday Morning After Show,
and we're running a little contest right now because we have some merch. We have a great t-shirt, and it's gray actually in color, and it's got the two of us in rare form as a cougar and as a mime.
It's such a cute little
image.
It is image.
Such a great image. We know you'd love to wear it. And if you wear it and you order it and you wear it and you post it on Instagram, we'll definitely shout you out.
But the contest is we're coming up with names for our whack pack. We don't want to use the same thing that Howard Stern uses. He calls it the whack pack. So we need another name for our crew of people who are our crazy crew.
The people
but
that
funnier
are,
than
are,
that, you know?
Our frequent message leavers on our cold line.
Yes. And the Nutty Bunch or something like that.
Right. So whoever comes up with the winning name,
we'll get a free T-shirt.
Yeah, and that's
let us know.
That's a $25 value. So
look at that.
Yeah. So
thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah, we love you guys so much. We really couldn't do it without you.
Sing them out, Moat.
Oh my gosh, I was put on the spot here now.
You knew it was coming.
Ah, let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the anals and the 69 degrees.
Oh. I mean, it doesn't make much sense, but it did kind of rhyme.
Kinda.
Enjoy. Sylvia, welcome to the show.
Woo-hoo! Thank you for having me.
We're pumped to have you.
Yes.
I guess we could start off by you're a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
And a porn star.
Adult film actress.
So why would you not say porn star? Yeah.
Because for me, I just think it sounds like very egotistical, because everyone's like, well, what makes a porn star? And I'm like, well, I've been in over 300 movies. I think anyone at that
star,
point. But that's why I just say adult film actress. There's no claim to fame there. I'm an actress in adult films.
You're A-rated.
So how did you make that, like what made the jump from porn to stand-up?
Actually, I was doing stand-up. So I've been doing stand-up for 7 years now. And then adult films I've been working in for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I thought it was the opposite.
I moved to Los Angeles to pursue being a stand-up comedian and found some money problems due to a DUI. Lesson learned.
The worst.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and the... I had a girlfriend who came out to stay with me, and she was working in the industry, and I saw her make $10,000 in a week, and I was like, okay, I'm very poor.
You weren't making that during walk on stand-up mics.
Yeah, so I was like, if I could just do a few porns a month, and I can manage my comedy career and pay for everything. And that's what I started doing. And then a few porns a month turned into like a full-time job. And now here I am 4 years later. Because I also said initially, like, I'll just do it for a few years and then comedy will take off. And here I am 4 years later, and my only income is still porn.
have they helped each other? Has your comedy career?
Yeah. They help each other, to be honest with you, because it allows me to talk about porn from a firsthand standpoint, mm-hmm. which not a lot of people can do. So it gives me new and raw material. And I mean, I don't know if comedy necessarily helps my porn career, but it does help me with the people in the industry, because when they find out I'm a comic, they kind of like get a little looser and feel like they can like let their guard down.
Oh.
And
it's like, so it's more, it made everything more playful.
Yeah. And I have comics who come to, or comics, I have porn people who come to my shows. And so it's just fun.
And you get a lot of, I know another comic, that actually one that we interviewed, that does a lot of like very seductive poses on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it kind of helps, like, even if you're not doing adult industry type things, you're still getting the the sexiness part of it.
Oh yeah. And it's nice. I'm in my mid 30s. It is nice to know. And this, you're so beautiful. I know you have the same exact same feeling. It's nice to know people still want you regardless of.
Sure.
And I had a doctor's appointment this morning, and I had my own doctor say to me, "Are you still working in porn?" After he looked at my age. And then he goes, "Good for you. You keep working out and they're going to call no matter what." And I was like,
"Oh my God, what are you 90?
He is saying you are old. He is saying you are old. I can't believe you're still working in porn.
Your gynae was judgmental. No. What the
that
hell?
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
It wasn't like a judgmental. It was just like a good for you that people are still paying to see you naked. That's what it was.
I love that you're getting that support from your doctor.
I did a whole video on that. It's like, you're attractive for an older woman. No, for an older woman. Oh, yeah, or your age.
For your age.
Or I get for an older woman, I'm like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
That is not a compliment.
Yeah. When you still look amazing.
When you add that onto it, it's like, why is it that older women are not attractive? Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. Because... Okay, you joined when you were already 31, I read. Okay.
Well, I was 30. That's a wrong statement.
I'm going to go to IMDb and fix that. But anyway.
I know. I want to fix it every time I see it. I'm like, that's not true.
Here's the deal. I, every morning, get a penis pic unsolicited. It is the MILF.
This is not from D's. This is from some stranger on Instagram.
It's not from my boyfriend. It's from some rando that thinks I need to see this. And it's not something I... And just out of curiosity, do you delight in getting unsolicited dick pics?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I really love it.
I forward them to Cam.
Yeah. Well, it comes to our shared inbox at Sex Talk with My Mom.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's great.
But what... Okay, so I get that older women are, you know, seen as confident and attractive, and that's why younger guys are attracted to that.
Right.
And I think that's what a big part of it is. But what's with the stepmother thing?
It's awful. I hate it. I cannot stand playing someone's mom on TV. It drives me insane, but I do it.
Wait, why does it drive you insane?
Just because I'm not a mom. I'm not a mom. You know what I'm saying?
Also, to these,
is it not creepy too to think that this is what's so, that's why is, what is it such a turn on from?
I will tell you, I have done, most of them are stepmommy because it's.
Yeah, they have to be, right? Legal reason.
You think that. I have done one that it was my act. I don't have a child. So every time I say my actual son, I have to put these dumb air quotes up. It's my actual son, and he and I go away on a trip, and it's a 3-part series called like Lake House or something like that. And I get the most emails about that movie, and that people want me to recreate it. And it's basically, I was a drunk mom and I basically raped my son.
Oh my God. It's got so and many taboos on there that it's
so many taboos. I mean, the son initially like comes around to it and, but he's fighting it at first. Like, I don't know, mom, blah, blah, blah. Like, are you sure about this? And I like basically drunkenly rape him.
Holy shit.
But isn't that illegal? I mean,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Wait, so how do you feel when you get a script like this? You're like, what?
I didn't want to do it. But I will tell you, that movie was made several years ago and several ages ago.
Before
I even felt like I had a say in the porns I was making.
Yeah, we should get into that too.
Yeah, when I first got into the industry, I kind of was just like at my agent's, you know, leisure. Like whatever he said, I did.
Oh, wow.
And that's
terrifying
in itself.
And I did a lot of things I wish I would have never done.
Like what? Like anal?
Oh, I love anal. I'm very glad I do anal. There was one scene in particular, which it's not on the internet. And I will tell you why it's not on the internet is because while I was doing it, I was making the most disgusting faces in the world of like just totally turned off, like oh, like, I can't believe I'm doing this the whole time towards the camera. So that way I knew that they would never put it online because I was so disgusted by what was happening. And
what was it?
Oof. It was just, I had to have sex with a very old man. So the scene was set up as a guy, girl. And, usually in that scenario, two guys and a girl are in the same scenario, but that's not what happened here. It was, I had sex with one man and then I don't do cream pies. So he came on top of my pussy.
Wait, cream pies, they come inside you
yeah. And I don't allow that. And so he came just on my vagina, and then the other man comes in who's like a 70-year-old dude who is the photographer. He is the second guy now. So he comes in, licks the cum off of my vagina from a different man, and then proceeds to have sex with me. I was so repulsed. I thought that was the end of my career because I
can't believe you went on after that. I would have been like, this is the most.
This is the actual photographer of the shoot?
Yeah.
So clearly this is him getting off.
It is.
Is a fucked up thing.
It was a really fucked up situation. I made a huge.
Excuse me while I go vomit somewhere.
I ended up leaving my agent after that shoot. I left my agent. I made a big post about it. I warned all other girls to never shoot with this company. I put them on my list.
I'm sick to my stomach.
It was awful. But I felt very. Like, and I was out of state. They sent me out of state to go do this.
That's also a very tricky situation.
So it was like I was stuck out of state, and if I wanted to get home, I had to make the money from the shoots I was there. And it was just, and that
that's almost
agent,
like white slavery.
That agent knew exactly what he was doing, though, because he would keep you just enough money to where you could pay your bills, but you had nothing extra. That way you had to do basically like anything he had going.
Fuck this guy.
Oh, he's awful.
And it's scary because that's probably still going on
today. He is still working in the industry. Yeah. A lot of people won't work with him because everyone knows that he's a sleazeball, but he's still out there.
Do you want to say his name? Would that something that you want to?
I mean, I've bashed him enough places.
Just so if other potential adult filmmakers are hearing this, they won't get involved with this guy.
Right. Well, he runs LA Direct Models.
Okay. So
yeah.
You guys,
so don't
stay
go
away
to
LA
Direct
from
Models.
LA Direct Models.
It
sounds frightening, scary, and it's essentially white slavery.
Yeah, it was awful.
Why do you keep going white slavery?
Isn't that what it's called? Is that what it's called?
I don't think that's what it's fucking called.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I've never heard of that term.
I don't know that term either.
Also,
really?
Why? Yeah.
I think that's what it's called or maybe it's just called child slavery. I don't know what it is. What do you call that?
She's not a child. She happens to be white.
All right. I don't know. It's slavery of some sort.
Yeah.
I'll look it up later.
Whatever. All right.
Urban Dictionary.
But the other thing is we've interviewed another porn star who told us this horrible thing where this one, the guy she was with, the director just totally belittled the living daylights out of her.
Okay, we don't need to go into all these fucking horror stories.
But anyway, there are some horror stories.
Do you think porn has actually improved your sex life at all?
Yes.
it has.
Yeah.
In what ways?
In a lot of ways. For one, I am more vocal about what I want in the bedroom now as to opposed to before.
I believe communication is lubrication.
And I would never speak before just because I didn't want to make them feel like they were doing something wrong, I guess.
And let's dissect that for a second.
Yeah.
When you pretend to have an orgasm, a fake orgasm.
Yeah.
And the person clearly is not making you orgasm. You are training him. I always say like a training a dog the wrong way. You're training him what not to do in order to make you come. So that doesn't make sense to me.
It's true. But I don't know why, but I feel like did you ever do that?
Never.
You were always honest with
me
straight out of the gate?
You don't know me that well, but if you get to know me, you will know that I don't put up with that shit.
I was a completely different person sexually 10 years ago, 100%. I mean, I didn't masturbate till I was in my mid-20s because I thought Jesus was watching me. I grew up very, very shamed of sex and like anything to do with it.
And now you have two podcasts associated with it.
Exactly.
And have an industry that just completely focusing on it.
But that's why I always feel like I'm on a soapbox and I feel like I'm very preachy to people about sex all the time is because I grew up with blinders on about sex. And now that I'm like in it and working with it, I'm like, no, we need to talk about it. And you need to know what people like and what they don't like. And also things I would have never tried in my personal life. I tried in porn for the first time and I'm like, wait, I do like that. You know?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, back to anal.
Right. Nope. Once again, had already done that in my regular life.
Oh.
Yeah. I was into anal a long time before.
You have a pretty funny stand-up bit about anal. Yeah.
You know what? Will you just do that little bit for us? Because I was dying.
You don't need to do the whole bit. You're not supposed to ask people on the show to do their comedy bits. You're supposed to just like kind of lead them up to it. And then it's supposed to be like kind of drizzled in or something.
Right.
But in general, like, you know what I mean. What's the premise of the whole thing?
I think you're talking about the one where I say that typically your butthole is a very tight thing.
Yeah, and you're walking through the airport.
Yeah. And then I say, but after you, like, okay, so from a porn set, it's hard to just jump into that. Sorry.
You don't need to do the whole joke.
Yeah.
You're never supposed to do this, mother.
I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Okay.
What I say is basically when you leave a porn set, it's not everyone sticks around for cocktail hour, that it's like a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, like, here's your check, there's the bathroom, and Jimmy's waiting to take you to the airport. And so I will be in line for TSA at the airport. And what I say is typically your butthole is a very, very tight thing and you can control what comes in and out of it. However, after you put things inside of your butthole, it will expand and you can no longer control the things that come in and out of your butthole. So I am standing in line at TSA and then all of a sudden this like just comes out.
Is it mainly farts or are you shitting yourself?
It is
half fart, half cum, half
I want to vomit.
Half shart.
Yeah, but there's no actual poop in it because you don't have anything in your system.
Yeah.
After an anal set, I haven't eaten for at least 12 hours because I stop eating the night before. I don't eat anything that day and I don't eat anything until I get home.
So you don't have shit.
There's literally no shit inside of me. That is all gone.
So you don't do like
this
an enema
is just
and all that
lube.
Kind of stuff.
Oh, I do an enema.
Oh my goodness.
So I do an enema the morning
of. You have colonoscopies all the time.
All the time.
This is so intense.
Yeah, so I'm super clean. Like I would take a spoon and lick my inner butthole. It's super
clean. Oh my God.
How are you enjoying it? You haven't eaten in days, it sounds
I feel like it's like a fasting that you can faint by the time you're done with it.
Oh, you're exhausted. By the time I'm done with an anal scene, I am so ready to get home and eat. Like, and I just eat like so much carbs. I just carb overload when I get home.
Yeah, thank you for telling us all that because I really didn't know how that went down. Because I always, and the few times that I've tried anal, which has been very few, I always like fart after.
Gotta
time,
help
like,
you with this.
Yeah, you got to help me with this.
I love it.
I'm gonna get lessons from Sylvia.
I just kind of like tuned to out like. To like go back to my questions, and here I am hearing about you're farting after anal.
Well, how do you not? Like she said, and I'm like, oh my God, this is quite embarrassing.
Yeah, you can't stop it.
No,
it just comes.
I have at my age, by the way, I have farts that you can't stop either. Okay, so I don't think adding anal to the mix is a good thing. It's gonna be quite embarrassing. You're standing in line at Walmart, and all of a sudden you're like.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
It's embarrassing.
It's true, though.
What about 69? You have a bit about you're not a fan of that.
Oh, I am who's not. Bringing up bits now?
I'm not
saying she should go through the bits. I'm just saying I want the perspective on why you're not a fan of 69.
Because I say straight men's buttholes are not trustworthy, basically. I think that they should have some shame in their buttholes because they smell and it's dark and it's dirty and it's dingy down there.
Yeah, so what the hell?
Why do you want my face directly in your worst area to turn me on? Like, this is your turn me on scenario?
I 100% agree.
So you will not do anything with a guy's butthole.
I don't. Why though? I mean, I can suck your penis and look at your belly button. Do you know what I'm saying? Right. Like that's
some
the better option
like
for me.
Like,
yeah, some guys like that.
With the fingers in there.
I know, but to me, it's also like, is anyone enjoying it? Because I'm focused on you and you're focused on me. Is anyone actually enjoying this?
It is not good for someone who's ADD.
So we're talking about two separate things. We're talking about 69 particular. I agree.
I don't enjoy it.
What about 72?
What is 72?
It's the complete opposite.
What?
What the fuck is 72?
Well, he's on top.
Oh, he's on top of you?
Yeah. Facing the other
direction.
But
still, I still got butthole.
Wait, what is 72? I still don't know what 72 is.
All right, 69 is that wait a second.
It's 69.
So the girl's on top.
It doesn't matter who's on top. It's just one.
A yin and a yang.
You guys are flipped around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Your head is in her crotch. Her head is in your crotch. Yeah. What the fuck is 72?
The opposite. You never heard this?
What,
no,
you guys are
I've
side?
Never.
You guys are like
I am now
perpendicular to
these?
Each other?
No, it's flip it. Flip it around.
So no one's facing anyone?
No. All right.
What the fuck is 72?
Right, so if you, how do you do 69? Are the guys on the facing up?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who's facing, who is.
I don't know. I've just heard 72. So
no way,
yes.
Mom.
Okay. If anyone's listening to this podcast, text Mom. Tell us what 72 is.
You
I know
don't
I'm
even,
not crazy.
You don't even know what 72 is.
I do know, but I just can't explain it at this particular juncture of the podcast. I'll look it up later.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
There is a 72. And there
I can't wait to find out what 72
wait,
is.
Have you ever done a like rusty trombone?
What I
the
don't fuck? Know what that one is either.
Oh, that's a disgusting one.
Isn't that something like poop or something?
Nothing with poop. But it's
oh,
like,
it's not?
Yes.
Again, sticking your... something in a butthole or something is going on with the butthole. I don't know.
You
these
don't
terms,
even know these terms.
No, but I've heard them all
from D's.
From my boyfriend.
I knew it.
He knows everything.
I knew it.
I'm going to text him right now and say,
good God.
Tell us
can
what?
We just not get involved right now with
I'm just
the D's?
Ask
we're in the middle of an interview. Do we have to do this right now?
Yeah, we have to ask. I'm going to ask
on.
Him right now.
Ask no, him what a 72 is.
We could do
right,
this after.
Gonna, all right, he will answer right away.
Jesus Christ.
Here we go.
Hard. All right. All right. Do you have
what
any...
is 72?
Jesus Christ. Oh we have stalled the whole interview so to find out what 72 is from D's.
Okay.
He's not you just wrote what is 72?
He has
he's
no
not
idea what the
know
context
what
is.
What the fuck this is?
I wrote not 69.
Oh my God, Mom.
Guarantee we get a very special answer to this one.
So I have a question about do you have any like horrible sex stories? Like
I mean, other than the one time where I almost quit porn, that was my worst sex story.
With that, with that,
that
guy?
Would be it.
All right. Well, let's move on from that question then. I'm done with that.
Now, do you have any funny ones? Like shit stories?
I mean, yeah. I had, it's kind of just gross, but funny, I guess. Bambino, if anyone knows who that is, he's a very big male porn star. And why I say very big, very. Big male porn star.
Like how many inches big?
He's like two Coke cans stuck on top of each other.
Holy
he's big
cow.
And thick.
Oh my God.
It's big.
Coke cans?
Yeah. And we
Bambino.
Had to do.
He's not a little Bambino.
Yeah. And
he's
we had to
Bambino.
Do anal.
Oh.
And
you like that?
That was a bit much.
Yeah.
So that scene called for like, they're like, make it look like you're uncomfortable. I was like, done. I am really uncomfortable. But so... like I said, I would normally say I'm super clean back there, but he was so big that he's like knocking things off the shelves in my, you know, internal organs. And so
it's such a sad thing that this is a podcast because Cam is visibly cringing.
My asshole right now is so tight and closed.
Your asshole's like, always tight and closed.
No, but thank you. No, this is really uncomfortable even to hear.
Yeah, well,
it's not
worse.
Uncomfortable at all. Keep going.
Yeah. So he pulls out, and I guess on the head of his penis was like a little, I'd say like piece of corn or something. And so he takes it on his finger, and he comes up to me, and he was like, "What is this? What did you eat?" And I was like, I just flicked his hand, and I was like, "Get it out of my face!" I was like, "I don't know what I ate. I'm not going to inspect the turd with you.
Oh,
like, just get it out
God.
Of here.
A piece of corn.
A piece of corn."
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now, note to self, if you're going to do anal, don't eat corn
don't
like
eat corn.
A week in advance.
Yeah, it stays
okay.
with
you.
As
it is, you're not even eating a day in advance, but a week in advance, who knows what you're going to
yeah.
I thought you were going to say you're going to come out with some sort of like an earring or something. A piece of jewelry came out or something you swallowed by accident.
I haven't had that happen yet. I haven't had that happen.
I heard in another podcast that you are not that interested in dating.
Yeah, it's just tough. And... yeah, I'm really not. I know that sounds super weird.
Is it related to you doing porn or is it completely?
It's a bajillion things. It's my mom was like really, really relationship aggressive and she just jumped from one to the other my whole life. And I just saw her on this like, I have to find love track always.
Mm-hmm. Is she currently with someone?
Yeah, she's remarried now. But that was always a very unattractive quality to me because it never seemed like she was happy unless she was with someone.
And was it more like someone had to be taken care of her financially?
It was just everything. She just needed someone all the time. Uh-huh. And that was such an unattractive quality to me.
It's not a cougar at all.
And I had an aunt who was like out living her life. She was traveling the world. She drove a Porsche. She was just like my everything.
Is
and I was
the
like,
one who
I want
to
be her. Yeah, she's the one who was like, I'll follow you on Twitter. No, you won't. So that was my everything. And I idolized her. She's never been married. She's traveled the world.
I call her a cougar.
Yeah. Love her. She's amazing. And that's my idol. And so I go on occasional dates because I kind of get in the same like mind space that a lot of people do of like, it's weird. I'm 34 and I'm not with anybody. And I haven't been with anybody since my ex 10 years ago, by the way. He was the last person I like dated.
Who we're going to call later on.
Right. So yeah, I get in these weird places and I like go on a date with someone and I'm like, that was okay. But I can't get to myself to like the swooning stage.
Well, here's what I think's going on here. Okay.
Yeah.
Take it from the armchair advice here.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, you don't need someone financially because you're doing well.
Right.
And a lot of women do need that, especially if they want to have kids. Second, another reason you would like to be with someone is because you want to have sex with that person.
Right.
You don't need
filled.
That.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, check that one off the list. Okay. So you got your no needing for financial help and no needing for sex.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing is just companionship.
Right. Right.
So if you find the right companion, you'll know it and you'll want to be with that person. If you don't, you can easily find playmates all over the country, the world that you can hang out with.
I do say that. So that's what I think, even I was talking to my girlfriend this morning about it. And I said the same thing to her. I said, you know, I have gone on some dates recently, but it's been off this site called Millionaire Matchmaker. And I have very much told these people, look, I don't need you to pay my bills. I can pay my own bills. All I want is someone to travel the world with me. I want to travel the world and I want to do it with someone I can enjoy. So that's the companionship. That's all I really want. Like, I don't need the others.
And no desire for children?
No.
Oh, so, all right.
Yeah.
You're very, not a lot of needs.
Right. Not a lot of needs.
Yeah, that was my third thing. And if you wanted to have a child, obviously that would be helpful to have a partner to do that with. But if you don't want any of those things. Yeah.
I think I would be a good stepmom one day.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. Or a grandmother.
Right.
I would like to get back to this idea. So you were doing stand-up and porn. You are doing stand-up and porn.
Yes.
How do those industries relate to one another?
Wait, before you answer, are you considering doing porn, Cam? Is that why you're asking?
No, I'm just, you know, particularly interested in that question, whatever.
Okay.
How did they say
Could you imagine if I started doing porn? That would be I would be the worst porn actor. First, I'd come immediately. I would be so disturbed by like the possibility that someone has STDs and
herpes.
Yeah, it's scary. It's a scary world. I take a pill every single day that will assure that I never have like a herpes like outbreak.
Ooh.
And I take it every single day. It's kind of like there's a like,
is it Valtrex?
It's not Valtrex, it's something else. But
have you had herpes and that's why you're taking a pill?
No.
Oh, so you want to prevent
it? It's a preventative.
I was a preventative and I did it as soon as I got into the industry.
Is that the one disease that you're concerned about getting? Or
also AIDS. AIDS is a scare. PrEP is really expensive. The medication I'm on is like $35 a month. So I'm like, yeah, that's nothing. I'm paying it. PrEP, on the other hand, it's a preparation to never get AIDS. And it's $900 a month.
Holy
but
hell.
Well worth your life.
Yeah, I don't take it. But I mean, we do get checked every 2 weeks, but that is a fear because it certainly happens. I've been in the industry for 4 years now and we have had 2 people contract AIDS in 4 years. So it's very unlikely in our group of people, but it does happen. And it happens because people in our industry are having sex with non-tested people outside of our industry and then bringing it into the industry.
Sure. And I always think, well, you can be tested one day and the next day. Oops, I had sex with somebody else and now the test would be invalid.
Yeah.
Are they trustworthy people in general though?
I like to think so, but I mean, not always.
Yeah.
I know personal friends of mine who are in the industry who I wouldn't have sex with them because I know what they do in their personal life. And you just hope that the people that you're working with are just as professional as you are.
Yeah.
You hope.
I mean, they can wear condoms, which is helpful, but that still doesn't mean that they're going to
won't get paid.
I'm talking about if they're with civilians.
Is that
the word? Civilians?
It is. Yeah.
I got the lingo down, Cam.
Yeah. I would always suggest use condoms with anyone who is out. I call us pedigrees because we come with paperwork.
That is a good one.
Anyone who's not a pedigree, I would wrap it up.
Which is why it's kind of, maybe you should join the porn industry, Cam, because it's safer than being out there in the civilian world.
It is safer.
I mean, I'm wrapping it up regardless.
You right. probably put three condoms on every time.
I'm very nervous. I mean,
Sylvia, you don't know. He's got a severe.
I'm a hypochondriac.
He's a hypochondriac. Oh.
The other thing, though.
He's got a lot of anxieties.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. You don't need to fucking pathologize me right here. The other thing, though, is I'd be concerned a little bit about how that such regular sex affects my view, like the role sex plays in my life in general.
It does. It affects it 100%.
You know what? I interviewed a male porn star, the first guy I've ever interviewed in the porn industry. And I say porn because he was only in it for a couple of years. He was in the kink fetish porn. And he said he couldn't have like quote unquote
regular
sex.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on this?
It doesn't change the fact that I can't have regular sex. I certainly crave regular sex more. But it definitely, I now associate sex with money. And that is. So for me, I don't like to have sex with people outside of the industry because I'm not getting paid for it.
We heard that from a sugar baby too.
Yeah.
Same kind of philosophy. Why should I do it for free?
Exactly. So now sex to me is like, if I'm not making money off of it, why am I doing it? Because I don't need my numbers to go higher. I don't need the risk of an STD or anything else. I would rather just make money.
And you're
sex.
With guys that are probably
professionals and doing well.
Well endowed and know how to do it.
Right.
But is it true though? I mean, do they, because a lot of times I watch porn, I'm like, no girl's going to want to have 10 guys gangbanging her.
I don't do gangbangs.
But anything like I'm sure there's things that you have done.
Coke cans in a little hole is.
Yeah.
Seems like
she said that it was as big as Coke cans. She wasn't putting the Coke cans.
I'm saying even that.
But you had to put a face like you were totally enjoying it.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it definitely, it's just a different, I definitely look at sex 100% different now. And it is always something I want to do, but you're right. It's definitely like some days because by the way, I have to be in porn sets at 7, 8 a.m. in the morning.
Oh my God. Are you a morning person?
I'm a huge morning person. Okay, I love mornings. But also like you wake up and then you got to go immediately put a dick in your butt, you know? So it's like, it just throws off your day, but that's me going to work.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
As opposed to other people are sitting in traffic, you know, putting a dick in my butt. That's just my day.
Have you ever like if a guy walked in or a girl, whatever, and you're like completely repulsed. You're like, besides that old man. Yeah. But I mean, you're like, ew, he looks just heinous. Is there anything, what can you do for it?
For me, because I'm older in the industry, I have sex with the younger kids. So I call them kids.
they're 12?
18 and over. Yeah. But so I'm only having sex with like basically the young studs of the industry, the kids that are all in their 20s, you know? So I don't have that. I do know the guys that the younger girls have to have sex with, and I feel bad for them because I know our guys in the industry, men in the industry, if they are in, they don't leave. They don't leave until their dicks fall
like,
off.
Oh, what's his name? What's the old guy?
They're in there forever.
Ron Jeremy.
I don't know if he's still making porn. I do know him. I would never have sex with him. You couldn't pay me enough.
Yeah, he is not a good looking man.
Not at all. He's disgusting.
Yeah,
he's
pretty
repulsive.
Ooh, jinx.
Yeah. He's repulsive. But I mean, a lot of our guys are in their 60s and 70s that are still performing.
Wow.
And these young girls are the ones, sorry, I don't want to tap. These young girls are the ones who are having sex with them. The 18, 19, 20 year olds are the ones having sex with these super old guys.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with them? I mean, they're just not attractive.
I mean, there's not a lot of guys in porn. That's just what our guys work all the time.
No, I mean, why would you not want to have sex with these older men?
Oh, just because, they're just, I mean, just because they're older and not even taking care of themselves, they don't really care anymore because they're still making the money and they know they're not going anywhere. They're like, I feel like these men are grandfathered into our industry.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting though, is that when I remember first starting watching porn, I noticed that the men were never attractive. Actually, the women weren't so attractive either.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you had to be attractive.
It's getting much better now. Like,
they're more attractive people.
Much more attractive people. Yeah. Thank you.
Can we go back to the original question before you derailed us, Mother?
Sorry.
Which was what the similarities between like or the differences between porn and stand-up.
You do like, want to do porn, don't you?
No, I don't want to do porn. Okay.
The similarities between the two? Well, it's definitely like putting yourself out there.
Right.
100%. I am 100% vulnerable in both scenarios.
Is it a rush in one more than the other?
Comedy is way more of a rush.
That's sticking, wild.
That's stick. What did you say before about having opening up your Twitter feed and seeing up your anus?
That was a male opening mail opening your, my butt. Yeah. I mean, I don't get the porn is so routine. What happens on a porn set is the same on every single porn set. I know what's gonna happen. I know what order it's gonna happen in. I pretty much know what positions I'm going to do, and you know, so it's very mundane. Porn is the same thing every time.
Except are you playing like a nurse one day and a pizza delivery
girl? No, I'm playing a mom every day. So ridiculous.
That is wild.
Every day I'm somebody's mom. It's so annoying. But yeah, so and with comedy, I mean, I never know what I'm going to get out of an audience. I don't know if I'm going to have a sold out crowd of 500 or if I'm going to have five people in my audience. You know, I don't know if there are other comics, if they're the other comics, family and friends. I don't know if they're going to be into the things that I'm saying, because I talk about sex really hardcore in my stand up. And that does not go over well with everyone. No. So,
but that's the same, I think, with all comedians, men and women.
So you just wait for your first laugh on stage. And if someone laughs at you, you're like, oh, okay, they like me. Like, I can breathe. And then you're okay. But I shake the first. If you ever watch me do stand up, I'm shaking for the first, usually like 60 seconds, maybe 2 minutes. I'm like legitimately
shaking.
Which is normal,
though. We were at a show last night, and the comedian said the same thing. He said the first couple minutes I was really shaky. But you warm up.
You do warm up. And it's kind of like once they start laughing with you, you're like, okay, we're fine. But if they're not laughing, that's a really uncomfortable amount of time to be
for
on
sure.
stage.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 minute feels like an hour, 2 minutes, 2 hours. I have completely blanked on a stage, and it was mortifying. I just wanted to die. You know, it was awful.
I'm thinking you're saying 1 minute feels like an hour. It's the same for me with sex.
What does that mean?
1 minute,
one minute
feels
like an
hour.
Feels
like
do you have any? Do you have any? I mean, not to change topics one more time, but do you have any tips for Cam?
Stamina?
Yeah,
tips for stamina.
I would say that was a good way of putting it.
I think I'm doing all right now, by the way.
But
if you have any
case,
tips, just like for general listeners,
have you ever looked into tantra? Like
tantra?
So I've done like several exercises through the course
the breathing
of this
techniques and stuff like
tried
that.
All that.
Yeah.
Wait, you're saying that like it's still an issue? It's not still an issue. Actually, at this point, I think I've lost feeling in my dick through all the different experiments that we've been doing.
That's not good.
That I've been doing. I shouldn't say we.
Yeah, well, I have not had any experiments with your dick
in a long time.
Yeah, since you were like one.
You're right. That's interesting. That's all I would say is like breathing. Like take yourself somewhere else mentally.
Yeah, what happens on a set if you have premature ejaculators?
It really does not happen.
With those young kids?
Super far and like really far in between. But if it does randomly happen, they will use what we call a fake pop at the end. So they'll cut out where he accidentally came early. And then a fake pop will usually be they'll fake it into my mouth or fake it into the vagina. And then we'll use either Cetaphil is fake cum a lot, and also milk.
Like that lotion?
No, hold on.
Cetaphil is
pina colada mix. Pina colada mix is another good fake cum. And so what they'll do is like have the penis in your mouth or in your vagina or whatever. It's like, I don't do cream pies. So it's in my mouth. And then they'll just go like he fakes his orgasm, and then I will kind of spooge out of my mouth everything they've just like pumped into my mouth.
Which
and be like,
Cetaphil,
bah, bah, bah.
Ew, that must taste like shit.
It does taste
awful.
Wait,
speaking of that, because we just had a discussion about the spit or swallow issue.
Yeah.
You'd rather have... See, I'd take a cream pie any day over someone coming in my mouth and having to swallow it.
Oh, no, because to me, a cream pie means a possible baby. And I am like, anti-baby.
Well, aren't you on the pill?
I am on the pill, but still, it's not 100%. And I just don't want to take any chances.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if assuming that all things being equal and you couldn't get pregnant, what would you rather do? Swallow someone? I mean, does cum like make you throw up anytime?
I don't mind it. Yeah. Not that I like it per se, because it does have its own like to it. And I want to brush my teeth afterwards.
What you mean? Like a tackiness?
Like a bitter, you know, yeah, it just feels like a film on your teeth and on your mouth. And it just doesn't.
They're not all drinking pineapple juice.
Yeah. It's not fantastic. The taste of cum isn't like, oh, I can't get enough. Which is funny because that's what everyone thinks. Like, can't get enough dick.
But why do they want that?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Mm, okay.
I also don't know why men like to cum on women's faces. I hate that.
Well, what about in your eye?
Oh, I've had it in my eye. Yes. It's awful. It burns. Oh, geez.
So
it does not feel good.
You said you were, you had been in a relationship.
Yeah.
And this man, has he seen your videos or not?
No, he will not watch them.
Can we, should we get him on the phone?
Yeah, we can
find
call
out why.
He will. He'll come on the line.
Oh, yeah. He'll answer.
I don't mean come like we were just talking about.
He would not do that. He would be
call
so
him.
Embarrassed.
We got to call him. What's we'll his name?
His name
George.
Is George.
George, George, George.
Yes.
George, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you for coming on.
George, you sound so enthusiastic.
He's so excited.
Yeah. Very excited. You have no idea.
Okay, so Sylvia, why did you think George would be a good person to come on?
Because George and I have known each other for 15 years. Yeah, that's right, 15. We've just known each other for a really long time, and I work in the adult industry, and he has never seen my films. He and I used to be sexually and romantically involved, and now it's like a taboo thing for him. So I just thought that was an interesting subject of why he can't watch it.
Okay, so did you enter the industry after you guys were together?
Several years after we were together and apart. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, George, how did you find out that she was in the industry then?
That is a good question.
Oh, I mean, well, we talk to each other still occasionally. So, I mean, I think she had brought it up, but also right after her first video was on Pornhub, several people that I know called me and were like, man, I think this is a girl you used to date. You gotta check this out.
Were you surprised?
And so then I asked her about it, I think. Yeah, I was surprised. But
truthfully, were you surprised?
I knew she was moving to L.A., and I think she was maybe had like a roommate or friend that was doing it. So it wasn't like, you know, just completely out of the question, unbelievable. But yeah, I didn't. Wasn't something I thought she would get into. But
me either.
what was your initial response when you found out?
I don't know. I mean, this life, everybody's got to work. So
it's pretty understanding.
Got to do what you got to do, you know?
You're not a judgmental Joe, are you?
Mm-mm. Oh, not. I mean, I make fun of people for about anything, but no, I'm not. I don't seriously judge people for things like that. Got to do what you got to do.
So what has made you not want to watch those videos then?
I don't know. It's just not really... It's not like some major decision. I just haven't ever done it. But it's just not, again, not to judge her, but that's not how I think of her. So
that's so sweet. I guess
that is so sweet.
Myself separated from that, then she's just who she's always been to me. And
Wait, was she a virgin? I'd like to know, was she a virgin when you met her?
Oh, God, no.
No.
Were you, George, were you a virgin?
Anywhere close to that.
Yeah. I was 21 when I met him.
Oh, so you could have been a virgin. I was 19 when I lost my virginity. Yeah, I was pure as a driven snow.
Yeah.
Not really. But George, so it's like now looking back, did you realize he was really good in bed or anything like that?
I always had fun. I had no complaints. Good to me.
Did you teach her everything she knows?
Oh, absolutely. And a few things she's forgot, I'm sure.
It was good. It was always good. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I think that's great. This is a perfect little conversation for us.
Yeah. We're going to let you go back to doing what you were doing before we interrupted what you were doing.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you so much, George.
Bye.
Bye.
He hates me for putting him through that right now.
Thank you for taking that bullet.
Yeah.
No. It was interesting, though, to hear, you know, we both had a, oh, that's so
yeah.
sweet.
I know I teared up. It, like, made me tear up. I'm like, oh, it's so sweet.
Because he loves you. He loves you no matter what you do. And there's very few men that are, or women, or actually, people who would do something like that.
Yeah.
And also the fact that, you know, the initial response I was expecting from him was like, it would have been, oh, I don't want to see her fucking other men.
Right. Yeah, he didn't say that.
It wasn't coming from an ego place. It was coming more from like, no, this is not how she fits into my life.
Right.
Oh, that's really fascinating.
Yeah. It's very touching. I remember one time I asked this guy that I was seeing, it was a younger guy, if he told his friends about the two of us. And he's like, no. He goes, I wouldn't degrade you by doing that.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was very like meaningful too, because I didn't think it would be degrading to say anything. But I guess his friends would have taken it that way because I was quite a bit older.
So
we actually should close out the show now. So,
Is
there, we always end with the same two questions.
Okay.
Number one is, do you have anything to plug?
I do. You can follow my two podcasts. I do Sexual Disorientation with Dr. Romney DeVasula, and it's on iTunes, or you can find Sexy Funny Raw on YouTube. And I also have.
Is it Sexy Funny and Raw?
Sexy Funny Raw.
Okay.
Is the name of it. Yeah.
Right. We want to know if it's really sexy, funny, and raw.
It is.
Okay.
It is very sexy. It's very funny. And it's 100% raw and kind of offensive. I'm not going to lie. I always say that Sexual Disorientation is my intelligent version. And then Sexy Funny Raw is the embarrassing version.
I love that.
Yeah. So I'm two people, two podcasts.
Are you a Gemini?
No. No, I'm a Pisces.
I know you're a Pisces because so is Cam.
Yeah. Super.
I already looked that up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My personality is like Pisces all the way, too.
Yeah, you're old soul.
Crazy. Yeah. Very old soul. It's weird. I like it, though.
Big awesome. Eyes, big, beautiful brown eyes. Like,
oh, thank you.
And
I love your mom. Yeah.
Even though she called me a little person.
No, no, she,
little
she
mom.
Called you a little mom.
A little mom.
A little mom. It's like my mom's a little mom.
So,
yeah.
And then the last thing we wanted to end on was, have you ever walked in on a parent having sex or vice versa?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh boy. Here comes.
I walked in. Well, I didn't necessarily walk in per se, just heard. And then this was my dad at the time. I was 17 years old. I'm sitting at the kitchen table with my best friend. And then down the stairs come my dad, her mom, my best friend's mom, and then a random stranger from the bar that they had brought home.
No.
And so
way.
We heard my dad and her mom having this crazy threesome.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I guess there's no judgmental views that can be expounded upon you now.
Right?
Was there any interaction between you guys when you, like, was there eye contact made?
No, it was basically, we were 17-year-olds. So it's like, we knew exactly what just took place.
Oh.
And like, they walked, the way our house was set up, the stairs came right out to the front door. So they just came down the stairs, heads down in shame, and they walked right out the front door. And my girlfriend and I just look at each other and we're like, did that really just happen? Because it's not like our parents were even dating. Our parents were not dating. This wasn't a dating scenario. This was like a pure hookup.
Oh my God.
And and you know that they were up in that bedroom going, the girls are downstairs. We can't go out right now. The girls are downstairs. Yeah, but there's only one way out. You got to get down there. And
oh my God.
So yeah, they had to walk out in front of us.
Have you ever talked to them about that?
Oh, I call my dad out on that scenario all the time.
Oh,
but my dad's just
him.
Proud
Can
of
we
it.
Call him about yeah. this?
My dad is just proud of this fact, though. So
seriously,
he's like,
call
he feels.
Him now and ask him about
I
this.
I bet my dad would answer.
Yeah. Let's,
oh,
let,
my
is,
God.
This is funnier than George.
We'll
add a whole litany of people that we can call here.
Oh, my dad's such a good one, too. But I do talk about sex. I talk about everything with my dad. We're like best
friends.
Well,
he can't really judge you after that is
no,
that
he
little
can't
scenario.
Judge
we want to talk about this.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Come on, Dad. Come on, answer the phone, Dad.
He might be at work. That's the only thing.
Oh, damn.
Your call has been forwarded.
All right.
No
well,
luck.
We gave it a shot. We gave it a try.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so has have any of your parents walked in on you?
No.
Well, I guess if they've seen your porn.
Yeah. I hope they haven't. My aunt one time, because my family's very supportive of me just in general.
Right.
And my aunt one time was like, oh, I'm going to go and follow your Twitter. And I was like, you should not. Like, Twitter, you're allowed
unless
to
you
be naked.
See an ass
yeah,
in your
I
face.
Was like, so Twitter is not the place to follow. I appreciate the support.
Oh, we're gonna
Dad
get a
is
call
calling
from Dad.
Back. Hold on one sec. Hi, Dad.
Hello.
Hey, are you busy at this moment?
No, I just was upstairs cooking some lunch and the phone was downstairs.
Oh,
turn
okay.
the volume down on the TV.
Well, so I'm going to catch you really off guard right now, but I'm in the middle of a podcast and it's called Sex Talk with My Mom. And so I'm sitting here.
Hi, Dad.
With the
I'm the
two
mom.
Hosts.
Hello.
And,
hello.
So we were talking, sex stories. And one of the questions was, have you ever walked in on your parents having sex or have they ever walked in on you having sex? And I told the story of when I didn't walk in on you, but when I saw you and Nancy and the random girl from the bar after the threesome, when Valerie and I were sitting at the table.
Do you remember that, Dad?
Yeah, I kind of do.
How was that? Was that fun?
It wasn't when I saw that they were down there at the table.
Did you know that they were in the house, or was that a surprise?
I did not.
Oh, see, I thought you knew we were in the house and, like, upstairs going, should I go downstairs, or what? Who goes downstairs first?
No, I thought you guys were down, like, in your room asleep.
I lived
something.
In the basement at the time, yeah.
Oh. So was this your first threesome?
I'm not going to say that.
Answer.
Now he gets shy.
And how quickly thereafter was it brought up between you guys that this had happened?
I don't think we talked about it. Not till several years later.
You did tell me I couldn't date her.
Is that what I did say? I don't remember
date
that.
Date Valerie's mom.
Yeah, my friend's mom. I was like, I don't remember saying that, but apparently I said you guys can't date.
That's about all I remember.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
Was there ever a sex talk between you guys?
Oh, Dad, do you remember the sex talk you gave me? Because I do.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, so we
probably remember it better.
I remember it directly. We were driving home from school. I was 15, and I had already started having sex. And my dad just turns down the radio, and he says, I don't want to know when, I don't want to know where, and I don't want to know with who, but if you're having sex, we need to put you on the pill. And I said, well, then we need to put me on the pill.
Oh,
and he goes,
God.
Okay, yep. And turned back up the radio, and that was the end of the conversation. And we went the next day, and I got on birth control.
So, I love this.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. At least it was addressed.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times we have people on the show, they just have never talked about sex at all with their parents. So
yeah. Oh, no, we talked about it. And my dad bought condoms for my brother, you know, and like, it was talked about.
So, Dad, did you ever walk in on Sylvia having sex?
God, no. I hope not.
No.
I'm like, I hope he didn't. I don't remember anything.
Dad, have you seen any of her films?
Oh, God.
No.
Nor
will I.
But tell us your thoughts on her being in the industry.
I couldn't hear that question. I'm sorry.
I was just asking how you thought, what your thoughts were on her being in the industry that she's in.
Well, I wish I'd have thought of it.
You know what? I interviewed another adult film star, and she said, her dad just said, when she told him she was going into the industry, he said, just get yourself a good accountant.
Yeah. I need a good accountant, actually.
I've always supported her in whatever she wanted to do. It was a little bit of a shock. I'm not going to tell you it wasn't, because it was.
Do you remember that initial conversation?
Yeah, no, I do.
Do you remember
mm-hmm, not really.
No.
I think I was so scared to talk about it.
Yeah, you were. I think you could. You were just kind of. I almost knew what was coming. So.
Yeah. Well, why do you say that?
Because you were so apprehensive to tell me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I tell him like everything.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
I think I was worried about how they were going to react. I mean, obviously, I think any child is worried about how they're going to react.
Yeah.
I feel
course.
Like telling someone that telling your family you work in porn is a lot like telling them that you're. Gay.
Yeah, it's a coming out
it's
type
a coming
of story.
Out.
Yeah.
You're gay? Oh my God.
No.
I don't really
no.
All right. That's a little bit of the comedy coming out and even
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Do you have a last question?
Well, yeah, I was just asking Dad, like, so has this actually ended up bringing you closer together now that you've been able to talk about what she does and you're more open about sex?
I don't think so. I don't think we were always close.
Oh, so it hasn't really affected
personally,
it.
but maybe I was thought I was closer than I really was.
So no, I think we've always been close. I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
You know, we're often asked, like, how do you guys have such a close relationship when referring to my mom and I, because we had to do this podcast together.
Yeah.
How would you guys respond to that question?
For all the wrong reasons, probably. I wanted to be my friend instead of me being the parent so bad.
Wait,
you know?
Why is that wrong, though? Because I feel like that's
a great
relationship.
I don't know. Sometimes I hear that is wrong. Like, maybe I spoiled her a little too much. And,
I don't think
you know?
So.
Yeah, she seems to.
Yeah, you don't think so.
She seems to be pretty. She seems to be doing pretty well.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think you're okay with with your child rearing skills. We give you an A+.
Oh yeah, but I mean that's why.
I always say my dad's my best friend. I say it to everybody.
Oh, yeah. I think we feel the same way sometimes. You know? Like
definitely.
Do you know your real father?
Yeah. We can know where she
Not
gets
yet.
Her. She knows. We know where she gets her comedy from.
All right.
All right, Dad. Well, thank you for letting me blindside you.
Yeah, right, thank
no
you
problem.
Very much for calling
See
back.
It. Yeah, we appreciate
okay.
it. It's a lot of fun Alrighty. Meeting you. Talk to you later.
All Love right. you, Dad.
See ya. Love you, Faith. Bye.
So sweet. You have a lot of great men in your life.
I do. Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why it's funny because people always think when you work in my industry, they're you like, that I am
daddy
like.
Daddy issues.
Yeah, I'm a terrid soul, that I have been through it. And it's like, I don't think that at all. I'm very happy and I think I'm very well-rounded, even though apparently my dad's friends think differently. But I do think it's just a matter of space.
Thank you so much for coming on,
Thank
Sylvia.
You very, very much. And we had such a wonderful time with you. Thank you for
too.
Being
Thank
here,
you.
Being so honest and sharing all your friends with us.
Yeah.
And family members.
No problem.
Talk to you soon.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.